welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called The Freezation of Pam McGee, an adaptation of a poem by Robert W. Service, written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Jamie Wong and his family in New York City, Akemi and Mirai and their family in El Cerrito, California, Brendan and Reagan and their family in Charlotte, North Carolina, Lucan and his family in Pismo Beach, California, Guy and Isley and their family in Montana, Callan, Zania, Wagliohi, and Iyo Yampa and their family, and Kira, Gabriel, and Kai and their family in Atlanta. Thank you so much, Kai, Gabriel, Kira, Iyo Yampa, Wagliohi, Zania, Callan, Isley, Guy, Lucan, Reagan, Brendan, Mirai, Akemi, and Jamie Wong. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. We have new Stories Podcast face masks available. Check those out, plus all of our other merch at storiespodcast.com/shop. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie Zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Thanks. Enjoy the episode. The Freezation of Pam McGee. There are strange things done in the midday sun by those who search for spoil. The desert sands have their hidden plans that would set your blood to boil. The Pharaoh's tombs have seen strange dooms, but the strangest they did ever see was that day on the edge of Oasis Hedge, I froze up old Pam McGee. Now, Pam McGee was from Kittery, where the snowfall blasts and blows. Why she left home from the north to roam round the desert, no one knows. She was always hot, but the endless thought of gold held her in spell. Though she'd often say in her brazen way she'd sooner swim a well. Well, it all happened 'cause I was her captain. We joined up after the war. We figured a duo could find their way through all the desert may have in store. With camels stout, us two set out to search the sands for wealth. And like a crown, the sun weighed down and tried to sap our health. One summer's day, we trekked our way over the Dawson Pass. Talk of heat, through sun or sheet, it burned like boiling gas. In an open eye, rough sand would fly until we couldn't see. It wasn't fun, but the only one to gripe was Pam McGee. And as it rose, the sun imposed a dreadful, pressing fire. The canteens moaned dry as a bone, we feared that we'd expire. And though it felt we'd begun to melt, our goal was still ahead. We'd reach the edge of Oasis Hedge, or else we'd both be dead. And that very noon, like pebbles strewn, we struggled in the sand. The camels fed, sun overhead, we staggered, stripped, and tanned. Pam turned to me and, "Cap," says she, "I'm all cashed in, I guess. And when I'm through, I'm asking you, please grant one last request." She seemed so low that I couldn't say no. Then she rasped out in a moan, "It's the cursed heat. It's got me beat. I'm melting skin and bone. If I should be outdone by this lousy sun, don't let it give me pains. I want you to swear that foul or fair, you'll freeze up my remains." A friend's last need is a thing to heed, so I swore I wouldn't fail. The afternoon was all maroon, and Pam looked burned and frail. She fell away and raved all day of her home in Kittery, and before nightfall, a body was all that was left of Pam McGee. Pam was no more, but because I swore and once we had been chummy, I cut and I wound and I wrapped all around with cotton to make her a mummy. I put her on a camel, a lumpy old mammal, and the mummy, she sat with pride. On a hump she rode as the creature it strode, and I walked by her side. Now a promise made is a debt unpaid, and the desert has its code. In the time that lapsed, though my lips were chapped, in my heart I cursed the load. For the long, long days, sun's scorching rays, the mummy, she looked about. She held up her hands to those endless sands, and man, she creeped me out. She was lashed to the saddle, but I heard her prattle.
You may tax your brawn and brains, but you promised me, and I'm here to see that you freeze up my remains.
Well, I'd be a dummy to fight with a mummy, so I just nodded my head and walked a bit faster, a desert disaster, to try and outpace all my dread. Till I came to the edge of Oasis Hedge, and there I saw a store. It was buried in sand, but I sat and I planned, and I dug us on down to a door. And I looked inside, and I nearly cried, and I looked at my mummified chum. Then here, said I, with a sudden cry, is my freezatorium! For I was struck with a bit of luck. The power was buzzing inside, and it hardly took me a second look to see a freezer wide. It was packed with treats and frozen meats, but I was on a spree. And outside in the desert wind, the mummy groaned in glee. Snacks I tore from the freezer door, gone were the icies and pops. The ice cream went flying, and with some prying, I got out a zaw and some chops. The freezer hummed and fingers numbed, such a cold you'll seldom see. And I nestled a nice little bed in the ice, and I stuffed in the mummy McGee. Then I took a hike, 'cause I didn't like to see her freezing so. The sun it sat and the camel spat and the wind began to blow. It was burning hot, but still I got all goosebumps on my skin when I thought of the mummy who once had been chummy and now was a freezing within. I could not say how much of the day I wrestled with my fear, but the stars were out and they danced about before I ventured near. I was sick with dread, but I bravely said, I'll just take a peek inside. I bet she's snow and it's time to go. Then the freezer opened wide. And there sat Pam, happy as a clam, all iced in the freezer's core. And she wore a smile you could see for a mile, and she said, please close the door. It's nice in here, but Cap, I fear you'll let in the heat, you fool. Since I left my tree in Kittery, it's the first time I've been cool. There are strange things done in the midday sun by those who search for spoil. The desert sands have their hidden plans that would set your blood to boil. The pharaoh's tombs have seen strange dooms, but the strangest they ever did see was that day on the edge of Oasis Hedge when I froze up old Pam McGee. The End. Today's story, The Freezation of Pam McGee, was an adaptation of the poem The Cremation of Sam McGee by Robert W. Service, written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.